Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the top policy official at the Pentagon is reportedly being asked to resign that position. Undersecretary of Defense for Policy John Rood said to have lost the support of national security leadership. Rood was partly caught up in the Ukraine matter as he sent an email to Secretary of Defense Mark Esper last summer saying it was not a good idea for the president to withhold aid from Ukraine. Baseball Commissioner Bob Manfred is apologizing for having called the World Series trophy a piece of metal recently. He now says the description was disrespectful.
There is no greater pleasure in this job than awarding that trophy. Again, it was a mistake to say what I said.
His initial comment about it being a piece of metal came after he said he wasn't going to strip the Houston Astros of their 2017 series title despite their sign-stealing scandal. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Roof. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Latecomer to the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, Michael Bloomberg, has qualified to be on the debate stage tonight with the other candidates in Nevada, although he's being accused by President Trump in a tweet of illegally buying the Democratic nomination, and fellow Democrats are making similar accusations.
Bloomberg has spent $450 million of his own money on ads, and it's paying off. In the Super Tuesday state of Virginia, he's now tied for the lead with Bernie Sanders.
Anybody here worth $60 billion, you can run for president, and you can buy the airwaves. My friends, that is called oligarchy, not democracy.
Sanders, who's leading in Nevada, has recently been engaging in a full battle with Bloomberg.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Day two of jury deliberations in the Harvey Weinstein sex crimes trial, getting underway now in Lower Manhattan. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Utah lawmakers approving a bill that effectively decriminalizes polygamy. The measure passed by the state Senate unanimously yesterday reduces the penalty for plural marriage from a third-degree felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison to a fine of up to $750,000. The Southern Baptist Convention expelling a Texas church. Ranchland Heights Baptist Church in Midland was disfellowshipped by the SBC's executive committee during a meeting in Nashville yesterday, that after the church hired a registered sex offender as a pastor. Encouraging news about NASCAR driver Ryan Newman. He remains hospitalized after that fiery crash in the final lap of the Daytona 500. Newman is in serious condition, but family members say he's alert and he's able to speak. His injuries not life-threatening. NASCAR issuing a statement from Newman and his family thanking well-wishers for their thoughts and prayers. And a new study finds that most country music fans want equal radio play for women artists. It's a study done by CMT finding 84% of those surveyed want the equal play on the radio for women. 70% say they want to have more female artists in country music. That study released yesterday, about a month after CMT put what the cable channel called a 50-50 video airplay initiative into effect. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's because we have to, ladies and gentlemen. Getting back to first principles, that's what has to happen. Get this country back on track, and maybe we can see some of this indebtedness that we keep compounding here going in a different direction, huh? Wouldn't that be good? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bob Barr is back with us. I think I know somebody said, what do you have him on retainer or something? Well, he's worth it, you know. So Bob is the former Clinton impeachment manager, former CIA analyst, member of Congress, and U.S. Attorney. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Bill. Good to be with you once again.
Well, as always, before we talk about Bloomberg, let's talk about what everybody's buzzing about, and that's the pardons from Donald Trump. Someone said that, boy, suddenly it hit them. For the first time in 7 years, there is it's the first time that a former governor of Illinois is not in jail.
Well, I know Rod Blagojevich. He and I served in the Congress together. I think we were together for 4 years or so before he left to run for governor. I know him. I like him. We're certainly on opposite sides of the political spectrum, particularly on Second Amendment issues.
Yes.
And certainly, you know, I followed his case out there. I had actually, a few years ago, helped his wife, Patty, and signed on to some legal briefs that did argue that the sentence he received was out of line with other similar cases. So I think it was the right decision for President Trump not to pardon him, but to simply reduce his sentence to bring it more into line with other similar cases.
And that's the difference. People are trying to think that he was fully pardoned, but he commuted the sentence. So explain to the audience so they understand that there is a clear difference between your sentence being commuted and being pardoned.
A presidential pardon, which is non-reviewable by the courts or the Congress, it's an absolute one of the few absolute powers that a president has to pardon. If you pardon somebody who has been convicted of a federal offense, a president, of course, has no power to pardon somebody who's been convicted of a state offense. But if a president pardons somebody who has been convicted of of a federal offense, that means they have been exonerated of that conviction. That conviction goes away. The power to commute a sentence is simply the power here again that the president has that is non-reviewable to reduce the sentence that a person who has been convicted of a federal crime receives. So Rod Blagojevich, as many others who presidents have commuted sentences for, Scooter Libby, for example, in the Bush administration, they still had the conviction on their record, but they were able to get out of jail in Blagojevich's case between 5 and 6 years earlier. So he still has the conviction on his record, and he served pretty much a full 8 years of a sentence, which is a pretty stiff sentence.
Right. Now, will he be able to vote again?
You can have your rights restored to vote under, you look to state law and federal law. If you have, if you completely serve your sentence under Georgia law, you you can have your civil rights restored, you petition, and they can be restored, and you can vote again.
Mm-hmm. And what did you make, you know, I thought it was quite interesting, because with Donald Trump, and again, we're running a comparison between he and President Obama. Obama always talked about, you know, righting the wrongs, but there was a lot of rhetoric there. There wasn't things necessarily that you could look back and say, you know, something like this, and like what the president did with Alice Marie Johnson. I mean, Barack Obama could have pardoned Alice Marie Johnson, could he have not?
Yes, and I think you've put your finger on a very important point with regard to President Trump, and it's something he doesn't really get a lot of credit for, and that is, I think he's been very careful about how he uses his executive power to pardon and commute sentences. Unlike, for example, President Clinton, who you may recall at the very end, literally the last day of his term,
exactly.
January 19th of what would it have been, 2000, he or two was it 2002? Yeah,
well, yeah, right at 2000, right, exactly.
January
right.
2001, at the very end of his term, he issued a slew of pardons. But many of them were simply personal favors to friends who had contributed to his campaign, or his brother-in-law, for example. So, you know, that is, in a sense, a misuse of a presidential pardon power, but it's non-reviewable. President Trump, on the other hand, I think has been very wise in his use of pardons to really correct, to the extent that the president can, injustices that he's seen in our system. Our judicial system is tremendous, but it's not perfect, and sometimes people are sentenced to sentences far in excess of the norm or what they should be, or similar cases. Other cases, there were serious questions after the fact of a conviction or whatnot. And President Trump, I think, has been using that power very wisely.
Is there increased sensitivity by this president because of all that he's gone through, Bob, you know, and what he has seen in terms of his friends and people who've supported his campaign, how they've been attacked vis-a-vis, you know, Roger Stone, which you and I talked about, which you brought such highlight to it. It put the media in a frenzy. I mean, no sooner do you and I talk about all hell's breaking loose and about the unfairness of Roger Stone.
I think the president does have a concern, a legitimate concern, about how those people who have been associated with him and who have helped him over the years appear to have been singled out for excessive treatment by the government, by the media certainly, but by the government. And in the case of Manafort, and I don't defend what Manafort did years ago, for which he was convicted, you know, tax evasion and so forth. But the reason that the government went after him appears very clearly to have been simply his association with, support for, and involvement in the Trump campaign. Because the things that he was eventually convicted of, the government could have prosecuted him for those years before.
Exactly.
But they didn't. They just went after him later on because he was associated with Trump. And I think that's in large measure why Roger Stone now faces a significant period of time in jail, because he was an unashamed, unabashed public friend and supporter of President Trump.
And with Manafort, I mean, is his age putting him in solitary confinement, treating him the way that you are? I mean, what statement is the prosecution putting out there, targeting him to such a degree, and really, it's beyond prosecution, it's almost persecution.
It's very vindictive, and we see the same sort of prosecutorial vindictiveness, I think, with regard to Roger Stone. The fact that, and I've never heard of this before, that a judge, at the request of the prosecution, places a gag order on a defendant after they have been convicted, so they can't even go out and proclaim, you know, their innocence or whatnot. So Roger Stone, unlike any defendant in federal or state court that I've ever seen, can't talk about his case even after he's been convicted.
Well, Michael Bloomberg has bought his way on the debate stage, and tonight will be the night. We'll see what happens. And Bob Barr has written an op-ed regarding Bloomberg's craven apology and you know, what it's revealing, what it's telling us about maybe a deep character flaw. And we're going to get deep into that on the other side of the break. So stay with us. More from Bob Barr after this, just about 15 after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your time.
Let me tell you, it requires all hands on deck, and thank you for joining in and being part of the winning team, ladies and gentlemen. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bob Barr continues with us. Bob, of course, is a former Clinton impeachment manager, former CIA analyst, member of Congress, and U.S. attorney. His new op-ed on Michael Bloomberg is very interesting. And should get your attention here, because here Michael Bloomberg has spent something like $417 million to get basically on the stage, on the debate stage in Nevada. And we'll see if he gets his money's worth, right?
Well, he already is, I guess, getting his money's worth. You know, his name ID, which was extremely high, is even higher now. Everybody knows him. Everybody's talking about him. And as I've written both most recently and previously about Bloomberg, back in, I think, early January, that his business reputation, and he does have a very good reputation in the business community for Bloomberg, the Bloomberg Enterprise operation that he began back in the early 1980s. And he does have fabulous amounts of money. He's one of the richest men in the world. And the third thing that makes him dangerous is he is willing, more willing than any other candidate in our history, to spend huge amounts of money. So that makes him a formidable candidate that particularly the Democrats need to take seriously, and the Republicans as well.
Exactly.
What makes him not a good candidate and a weak leader is the fact that he now is apologizing for something that he knew at the time exactly what he was doing. That is his stop and frisk and what it was doing to people in the minority community in New York. He's lying about it, and this telegraphs to me that he's not only a liar, but a weak leader, afraid to own up to his mistakes. It's one thing to say, I made a mistake, I apologize, but it's another to say, I didn't even know what I was doing, so please forgive me. I mean, that's cowardly.
Exactly. Well, we know one of the key characters, as you're suggesting here, for any leader, effective leader, is to not only have the passion, but the conviction of, you know, what you believe in. And now what we're finding out, the chink in Bloomberg's armor, in spite of all the money that surrounds him, is that he's got a breakdown in character here.
He does. And it surprises me to some extent because of his reputation for being a solid, ethical business leader. But apparently, now that he's transitioned into the rarefied atmosphere of being a presidential contender on the Democrat side, he's shown his true character. And that is as somebody who will say or do lie about anything in order to win votes. And shame on the Democrats if they choose him as their nominee, knowing what we now know about him.
Well, and of course, you've got all the Oppo research that's starting to fly out from the Biden camp and Elizabeth Warren and Buttigieg. They're coming after Bloomberg full guns. They don't have the money, but they may have a video or two that's coming out and anecdotal statements, reports coming from, a female employee who was pregnant. And supposedly, he had made the statement to her that why don't you just go ahead and kill it?
I hadn't even heard that one yet, but that.
Oh yeah, I mean it's all coming out.
Sort of thing that people need to know because it tells you what a person is really like. I think if in fact Bloomberg does win the Democrat nomination, and it's certainly not a foregone conclusion that he will, he would. There's a treasure trove of things that that Donald Trump can hang around this guy's neck. I mean, you've just mentioned some of them, and I'm sure that there are a lot more out of because Bloomberg has been in the public arena for decades. He was a very brash New York mayor, whether he was a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, and he said a lot of things, not, I guess, realizing or thinking at the time that these will come back to haunt him if he ever decided to run for president. But they will, and they are.
When you're outside of the era of political correctness, Bob, you and I grew up in an era when, your bosses yelled at you, you know, and it came with all kinds of expletives and everything. And well, of course, I was conditioned because I was raised by nuns. Not that the nuns threw expletives at me, but they definitely put the fear of God in me. And so I was conditioned to kind of handle it. But, you know, if you grew up in the era of political correctness and now here you are in this woke society trying to square up what happened then compared to now, oh, my goodness. I mean, everybody is so shocked because of statements. But and not to mention the fact that, you know, New York is special. It has its own personality and gruffness about it. I don't know why that's always appealed to me. Maybe because of my Catholic upbringing by nuns, I guess. I don't know. But I've never been offended or threatened by it. But I see it, and I see how people, you know, get, you know, they'll cower around the energy and the aggressiveness of people from New York.
Well, they will, and of course, Trump is from that environment, so a matchup between he and Bloomberg on that level would be extremely interesting to sort of equals in sense of their New York background and personas going at each other. What really bothers me about Bloomberg, I think we're talking about this here. What really bothers me about Bloomberg is not, you know, those things that he might have said to berate somebody or his gruffness or whatnot, but out and out lying about statements and things that he did as a public official, such
exactly.
as the stop and frisk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, aside from whether the stop and frisk was good policy or bad policy, whether it worked or whether it didn't, and I think it did in that sense, the fact of the matter is that Bloomberg knew exactly what he was doing, who it was targeting, and who it was hurting. And for him now to come forward and say, I didn't know that, is a craven lie.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and this is what's starting to expose that chink in his armor, as you suggested earlier, Bob. And, you know, and then take it to the next step. I mean, you know, just get into the policies of what he stands for now. Here's a one-time Republican, independent, now he's a Democrat. And, you know, the very thing that the Democrats have been shouting against wealthy white guys, and especially older wealthy white guys, now, I mean, he's a serious threat, as you said. I don't think Mike Bloomberg, especially with all his money, can be taken for granted. Although we do know, and maybe Bloomberg might experience the Hillary Clinton effect, is that you have all kinds of money, but you don't have the message, and you're not going to ultimately be able to resonate, because we know that Hillary spent four or five times more money than Donald Trump in her presidential campaign. Bloomberg is, you know, willing to even double what Hillary Clinton has spent out of his own, you know, his own piggy bank. But if you don't have the message to back it up, I don't know that there's enough money to really convince enough people to become ultimately the president of the United States.
It's not only that they don't have the message, they don't understand their audience. The Democrat Party the Democrat Party has lost touch with what the American people are and what the American people want. Whether you listen to Biden's gaffes, his ridiculous statements, whether you listen to Bloomberg, whether you listen to Hillary, they clearly don't understand even who they're talking to. Now, Bernie does in a sense. I mean, it isn't that he's talking to real America out there, but he understands that his audience out there are all of those people who want something free from the government. That is, from the taxpayers, but from the government. So that is the group that he's pandering to, and he's doing it very well. He's promising to give people who want free stuff, free stuff.
Yes.
But beyond that, in real America, where people, farmers, for example, understand how hard it is to make a living at doing something truly productive, neither Bernie Sanders nor Joe Biden, and certainly not Bloomberg or Hillary, are talking to them. They don't understand them. Maybe they fear them. But all of their money in the world is not going to buy an election by real Americans.
It's kind of interesting how they're willing to disenfranchise these people, whether they call them deplorables or just, you know, simple farmers, or, hey, look, if you don't like me, go vote for somebody else. I mean, these kind of things are being said on the campaign trail, and it's unbelievable to me.
They're arrogant, and they've lost touch. And in a sense, I don't like to see it happen, because
yes.
having a robust, workable two-party or three-party system helps everybody.
Without a doubt. We got to leave it right there. Bob Barr, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Take care. Have a great day.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quanta Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is the top policy official at the Pentagon is reportedly being asked to resign that position. Undersecretary of Defense for Policy John Rood said to have lost the support of national security leadership. Rood was partly caught up in the Ukraine matter as he sent an email to Secretary of Defense Mark Esper last summer saying it was not a good idea for the president to withhold aid from Ukraine. Baseball Commissioner Bob Manfred is apologizing for having called the World Series trophy a piece of metal recently. He now says the description was disrespectful.
There is no greater pleasure in this job than awarding that trophy. Again, it was a mistake to say what I said.
His initial comment about it being a piece of metal came after he said he wasn't going to strip the Houston Astros of their 2017 series title despite their sign-stealing scandal. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Can we talk about your heart? I know we're just a week away, you know, a week behind us was Valentine's Day and all that. But, hey, I want to get serious and talk about your heart. I mean, February is the month for us to, you know, talk about heart health. And I was reading this survey. It was quite interesting because I was quite curious because my father had experienced open heart surgery. And it was quite the experience for us all. And but I won't get into all the details. But anyway, so this comes to mind. This is an important topic. And I was reading in iData research that approximately 340,000 CABG procedures, procedures are performed every year in the United States. A CABG procedure is a coronary artery bypass grafting. And we've got an expert doctor with us, Chris Meliseri, from Northwestern Medicine, Bloom Cardiovascular Institute in Chicago, and he's going to tell us more about it and talk about what we can expect before, during, and after cardiac surgery, all in the interest of this being American Heart Health Month. Dr. Meliseri, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, you know, that was amazing to me to think that just from a bypass surgery that we got 340,000 procedures every year. That's a huge number.
Right. Bypass surgery is one of the most common operations that are done in the country. And that speaks to the fact that heart disease is still the number one health risk for patients in the United States.
Mm-hmm. So who's most likely to suffer from heart attacks and heart failure?
Right. There's two types of diseases that we operate on. The first is coronary artery disease, which is hardening of the blood vessels that supply blood to the heart muscle, and if left untreated, can cause life-threatening heart attacks.
Mm-hmm.
That's one group of patients. And the other group of patients are patients with valve disease, so either leaky or tight valves of the aortic valve, mitral valve, or tricuspid valve.
Mm-hmm. And some of these conditions are something that people live with, and they just they exacerbate with age?
Right. In particular, coronary artery disease, so what most people think of as heart disease, these are diseases that can be prevented.
Mm-hmm.
So with proper treatment of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes, that we find that patients can minimize the risk of ever needing to have any sort of procedures. And there's also modifiable risk factors that are really important, living a healthy, active lifestyle, eating the right things and keeping the weight under control. These go a long way to prevent heart disease and any potential operation.
Weight, we find, a huge factor still, right?
It is, and obesity is a main contributor, not only to heart disease, but also other diseases.
Mm-hmm. When considering, and looking back at heart attacks and heart failure, address the risk factors, if you would.
Right. A lot of the acquired things we already talked about, such as weight, lifestyle, and diet. But high blood pressure is really important to control. Cholesterol is so easily treated now with pills. We can measure the amount of cholesterol in the blood, and we can treat that number to help minimize the risk of cholesterol building in the blood vessels. These are really important things to look out for. We also look for clues in the patient's family history. So if there's a strong family history of heart attacks, say, for instance, the father had bypass surgery at a young age, then it stands to reason that heart disease runs in the family. So we'll take a very close look at these patients that have heart disease that run in the family.
Mm-hmm. Are these cultural issues as well? You know, certain cultures, because of their diets and that sort of thing, a little bit more prone to, heart disease?
It is, and I think your listeners have probably heard of the Mediterranean diet. I think there's certain things in the diet that can help minimize the risk. But certainly the hamburger and French fries and milkshake are not good in terms of heart care.
Right, exactly. In considering heart surgery, and you mentioned this, either valve replacement or repair, the question is, do we really need open heart surgery for valve replacement or repair?
Right. Facing heart surgery can be very frightening for patients because they think of that long incision in the front. We call it the sternotomy.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably remember some family members who had to recover from a typical open heart surgery. But nowadays we can do valve surgery with smaller incisions and quicker recovery. So for patients who need just isolated aortic valve or mitral valve surgery, we can do this through keyhole incisions, just between the ribs, small incisions. And many of our patients are able to go home in less than 5 days, even after heart surgery.
Wow. Well, that makes it, so much easier on so many levels for everybody involved, whether it's the doctor, yourself, staff, the patient, the family, and everything. So whenever, with this new technology and things as heart surgery advancements continue here, these minimally invasive techniques are proving to be pretty effective, are they not?
Right, I think there's two groups of patients who really benefit. The younger patient who is still working, so our 50, 40-year-old patients who want to get back to work as soon as possible. I think minimally invasive cardiac surgery is a great option. For our elderly patients who are at risk for having a tough recovery, there are also new devices available, which are catheter-based devices. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of your listeners have heard of stent procedures. We
exactly.
also have stents for the coronary arteries. We have stents with valves on it. These are great cases for elderly patients. And the case that comes to mind recently is Mick Jagger's case, who had a valvular heart disease. He had a very tight aortic valve.
Mm-hmm.
And for him, his doctors were able to deliver a stent valve through the groin, inside the arteries, without the need for open heart surgery at all.
Wow, that's amazing. So a little bit of stent and all kinds of satisfaction for Mick Jagger, huh?
A lot of satisfaction, right?
Exactly. We're talking with Chris Malzari from the Northwestern Medicine Bloom Cardiovascular Institute in Chicago. It's Heart Health Month this February, and he's giving us lots of information here and how heart surgeries, are not quite the dramatic, fearful thing that they used to be. Although when we talk about heart surgeries, say, doctor, it's something that stops you in your tracks probably as quickly as hearing you've got cancer.
It is. It's still the number one heart disease, still a very serious procedure, but we can minimize the recovery time and make it as comfortable as possible for our patients.
What about recovery time?
Right, for our younger patients, our 50-year-old patients, it's not unheard of for them to go home after 3 days and back to work in 2 to 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that is awesome because, in the past, I mean, we were talking months, of time of recovery. So that, these minimally invasive techniques have made a huge difference. Doctor, we often hear that, hey, maybe you should get a second opinion. How good advice is that?
I think it's a good option for patients who are facing elective cardiac surgery. So these are procedures that don't need to happen right away. They're not emergencies. This gives the patient an opportunity to seek the second opinion. And it's gotten a lot easier to get second opinion nowadays. You don't have to travel across the country to find a second opinion. Oftentimes these can be done online or over the phone.
Exactly.
I think that can be an option for your listeners.
Two last questions, and we got to wrap it up. We got about 30 seconds left. Latest recommendations to keep patients pain-free following surgery, and where do they go for more information?
Well, the order of the day is to minimize narcotic use. So we try to use as many non-narcotic analgesics, so painkillers, as we can possible. And our website at Northwestern is heart.nm.org. So heart, HEART, .nm, which is northwesternmedicine.org.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. A life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's so good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And we have podcasts right there on the website, same place, same address. And our gift to you, you don't have to pay anything for it. Just download them, share them with your friends and neighbors. And, as we say about the show, we go the extra mile to make sure that the information that you get, first of all, that's bathed in the truth. And, you know, the truth is so critical, you know, to our discussion. And that's the problem right now in this politically correct culture in which we deal with. We've avoided being honest. And as a result, we end up getting in gray areas and confusing ourselves and really disturbing one another by not being honest and forthcoming. And so no 8-second sound bites here. A lot more depth than a bumper sticker. And this is why we're blessed to have, you know, people like our next guest, like Chris Sinclair, who joins us now. He directed this new movie, co-directed it with Brent Gudgel, Free Burma Rangers, which is an incredible story. It's a true story of one American family that has dedicated their lives to training and leading dangerous rescue missions with people groups in Burma and Iraq oppressed by war and terrorist attacks. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thanks. Good to be here.
Well, so tell us about this project. How did you find out about this project?
I embarked on the Passion Project just to explore the situation of refugees fleeing violence in Burma back in 2004. I Googled refugees Burma and found the Free Burma Ranger website, got invited into Burma to my surprise, and a month later I was on the ground hiking with the Eubanks. Fast forward 8 years.
Wow.
And the conversation developed to doing a feature-length film. And fast forward another 8 years, and the film is done. So it's been quite a journey.
So, wow, 16 years plus a lifetime to produce this movie, huh?
Yes, it's been quite a journey. And, you know, I started off with just a small idea to do a film about people in Burma through the eyes of this family. And along the way, Iraq and the Middle East and ISIS happened, and the story completely changed. And so now what we have is a finished film that goes through 20 years of displacement and relief and ministry in Burma that then transitions to the Middle East and Iraq, where we see them kind of as fishes out of water trying to rescue people under ISIS sniper fire. So it's quite a journey.
Chris, as you started this journey, and as you said, the initial idea of what you were trying to produce,
16 years, boy, there's lots of twists and turns. And I'm sure what you first envisioned compared to what you have now, you know, if you knew now what, if you knew then what you know now, you know, it was quite the cost that had to be paid on so many levels in order to produce this movie.
Yes, there were so many people involved along the way, and I will just say that this film, like many things in life, is a testament to God's timing. Mm-hmm. Had it been done sooner and in a different way, it would have been a completely different film and not perhaps have told the best story. So I'm grateful for all the people who have come alongside to both fund the film, make the film, support the film, and promote it. It's really been a community effort on all sides.
You know, I'm so glad you put that in perspective in terms of God's timing, because so many of us, you know, we want God's will to be pronounced in our lives and to live our lives accordingly. And here we are, particularly in a culture in the United States where, you know, I say we stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. You know, things just do not move quick enough. And when God puts you on a journey, whether it's 40 years out in the desert or 16 years in a combat zone, it's God's plan and purpose. And are we going to be faithful to walk it, you know, to walk it through?
That's exactly right. And I think one of the discoveries I had along the way is that, and this is true for anyone trying to follow God,
yes,
we are in way less control of situations and circumstances than we might think. And I grew up with this kind of family motto, the open-handed stewardship policy.
Mm, yeah.
God will put things in your hand and steward them the best you can, but keep your hand open. Don't clench it. Because it's not yours, it's God's, and it's his resource. And this story was a resource of his that we were trying to steward so well. And so we're grateful that this story is now getting out and into theaters nationwide.
Well, you tell the story of David Eubank, a former missionary kid who spent 10 years in U.S. Special Forces. Tell our audience about David.
David is an extraordinary individual. He grew up as a missionary kid in Thailand. His parents are in their 90s and still ministering in northern Thailand after more than 50 years of ministry. He left, he graduated and went to A&M as a Corps cadet, graduated and went into not only into the Army, but quickly into Ranger School, was in the Airborne, and then went to 1st Special Forces Group at Fort Lewis and did tours in Panama as a detachment commander. After 8 years with the rank of major, he left the military because he felt like God made him to do something more than just be a soldier.
Mm.
And he got a phone call from his dad. We explore this in the film. He returns to Thailand, discovers the offensive happening on the border, and does what he can to, with one box of medicine and $50 to $100 in his pocket, and says he can help one person and they'll be glad. He had no further plan. And then fast forward 20 years, what ended up happening is people responded and a movement grew to help free the oppressed and minister to people in Jesus' name on the front lines of combat zones around the world.
This guy's a one-man army. How does this happen?
I know
other people that show up, but I mean, this is a one man, trained military man, with a heart for ministry and missions. But this is incredible what he's able to do.
I think he would quickly, diffuse the limelight. You know, for the longest time, people wanted to tell his story. And he said, it's not my story to tell. It's their story. And he would point to the people who were oppressed and said, give them a voice.
Yes.
Interview them. Tell their stories. And he's done that over and over and continues to. But he sees this film actually as an extension of the mission of their ministry, which is to advocate for the oppressed. And that's one of the biggest reasons he said yes to going on record and telling his story from his perspective for the first time.
Chris, how's he able to do this from a standpoint of, you know, international governments, NGOs, all the other political stuff that comes into play when you're doing this work? How is he able to get covering, you know, to make this happen? Because there's a lot of, you know, political interest, governmental interest, and interference that comes into play.
Sure. You know, in both theaters, I will say he prays and shakes hands and makes friends with the people who are getting beaten up. And the people who are getting beaten up welcome him and ask. He's not trying to take sides in any particular situation politically. He's just trying to help the oppressed. And anyone who is willing to invite him and his teens and his family to do that, you know, will invite him in. And I think it does help that he has a military background, so he understands leadership and rank and respect and how to go work those processes. And you kind of see that in the film, where in one particular scene, there's an Iraqi general who says, "Who are you and how did you and your kids get here?"
Exactly.
And he says, I'm here to help. Everything that's mine is yours. How can we help? And he got on his knees and prayed, fearing that he would be seen as like some Christian nutcase American.
Right.
And instead, he stood up, and the general said, "You're just like us. You know you need God. You fear him and respect and honor him. So you can go anywhere you want in my country. Good luck."
Wow.
And that was a pivotal moment of seeing the power of prayer, that we have so many scenes where this guy is getting on his knees and praying, and God does things.
You know, one of the big takeaways for me, Chris, is that this idea of freedom, God-given freedom, there is something extremely powerful. It is what drives America at the core, and I believe it's one of the problems that we have here in America. We've abandoned that sense of our God-given freedom. But, boy, you talk about the magic word, if you can use that term, and I don't mean it irreverently, but it is a door opener to people, and it transcends language, races, creed. The idea of liberty and freedom, especially God-given, if people understand God-given, that knocks down walls.
Yes, it does. You know, that makes me think of some Latin. He loves Latin phrases, and he's taught his kids, "De oppresso libera," the motto of the special forces, free to oppress. From scripture. And another one is, and I'm going to try and quote it because I heard it a few times, "Omne solum forte patria est." The whole earth is to a brave man his country. And that's really what this family lives by, is they don't just go into war zones and do clinical family ministry and rescues and medicine. You'll see scenes in the film where they're making friends with a farmer in Kurdistan who's out in the middle of nowhere, and he says, "Hey, come over, let's shoot some shotguns and ride some horses and play football." And they just spend an afternoon with a family just building friendships and a bond. And so I feel like all the borders are kind of pushed to the sides in this film. And what you end up seeing is that if you're willing to love and serve others, you can find new family anywhere in the world.
Well, Free Burma Rangers is coming out, next week?
Yes, Monday and Tuesday. Go get a babysitter and take your teens and older kids, even though it's a school night, go see the film.
Exactly. Go to your churches, get your church members, let's hit up the theaters. It's a special Fathom event, two nights only, the 24th and 25th. Free Burma Rangers. You will not be disappointed. In fact, you will be enlarged by seeing this movie. Where can they go for more information, Chris?
FBRmovie.com. Click on tickets and you can type into your city or your zip code and find the nearest theater.
Chris Sinclair, the director of the movie. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Tahitian Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not.